Hello.
Hi, this is Emily giving you a call back from the Alabama Employment Division. Someone requested a call at
Hi.
this number. May I speak
Yeah,
to, are you the person? Okay.
yes, I'm Michael Kopapi.
How can I help you?
Let me go outside for a second here, that way I can
Okay.
talk. I recently lost my job, and I was
Okay.
loss prevention at Walmart. And I don't know if I'm going to qualify, but I'll just give you a real quick what happened was. In loss prevention, I stopped people who were stealing. And my boss came to me and said my life was threatened the one time, and she didn't do nothing about it. The second time it happened, I went to her. I told her nothing was happening. And the third time, the cop told me to go get the plate number. And when I got the plate number off the car, it was breaking procedure, they said. Even though I didn't make a stop, but I got terminated over that. So I don't know with Alabama law, but I just moved here 8 months ago, if I'm going to qualify.
So I wouldn't be able to like make a determination on that, but what I can do is file a claim, and then you know
Okay.
whether you qualify or not, you'll have the information in. So
okay.
Because I can't say
Okay.
what the determination would be, but may
Right.
I have your social security number?
Yes, ma'am. 221-721-728. And I had everything documented, so I don't know if I need to make an appointment and come in to you guys or how that works here, but that's why I was calling.
Okay. Depending on the claim, you may have to provide like more information. But
Okay.
let me get the claim. So at this line, we basically just start the claim for you. You'll receive
Okay, thank you.
documentation, and it's
Mm-hmm.
possible that you will have to have like a follow-up meeting to discuss like the
Okay.
your termination. So that's possible, or that you might have to like upload files. That would be later
Okay.
on, and someone will contact you. Could you give me your
Okay.
social security number again, so I make sure I have the right one?
Okay, it was, yes, ma'am. 221-721-728.
Okay, and you never filed a claim before, correct?
No,
Just
no,
saying.
this is my
Okay.
first time this has ever
Okay.
happened to me.
I know that no problem. It's very often I'll pull like information and then I have to verify, but it was just not pulling
Okay.
any current or past information. I mean,
Okay.
that just means that I may have to ask you a few more questions and if you
Okay,
filed
that's fine.
before.
That's fine. That's
Okay,
fine.
could I get your first name?
Michael, MICHAEL. My
Okay,
middle
and
name,
go ahead.
You need that. It's Peter, PETER. My last name is Kopapi, which is KOCOPY, and I'm a junior.
Okay. All right, so let me spell that back. So MICHAEL, Michael for the first name, middle initial P as in Peter, and then your last
Yes.
name, KOCOPY, and you said you're a junior?
Correct.
Okay. And your date of birth?
5/20/1972.
Okay, so 5/20/1972.
Correct.
Okay. And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
Do I have what now? I'm sorry.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing,
oh,
or understanding
no.
English? Okay.
No. I might have a problem hearing, maybe.
not a problem.
Okay.
And, could you just confirm your gender for me?
I'm a male.
Okay. And what is your preferred language?
English.
Okay. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Okay. What is the highest grade you completed in school?
2 years of college, but I didn't get my degree.
Okay. And your mother's maiden name?
Emmeline Norris. Norriss.
Two S's? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Norriss?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a driver's license?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and your driver's license number, please.
All right. It's 876-3450, and that's Alabama.
Okay.
License number, of course.
All right. 876-3450.
876-3450.
876-3450.
Correct.
Okay. All right. And if you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the AL Vintage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
The direct deposit, I guess.
Okay. And is that with a like traditional bank and like a
no,
bank
it's online. It's on, well, no, it's online banking. So
okay,
it's, I have to do the other one. I'll do the other
okay.
one then.
Okay. Not a problem. Not a problem. I do have like a just a disclosure to read to you. So just one moment
okay.
while I get that disclosure.
Okay.
So
no
you have an. You have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the AL Vintage prepaid benefits card. If you already have a tan-colored AL Vintage card, that card is good until the valid true date on the card, and payments will be made to your existing AL Vintage prepaid benefits account once your claim is approved. Otherwise, a card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new AL Vintage prepaid account. The AL Vintage prepaid benefits card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica charges no monthly fee, no per purchase fee, a $0 in-network ATM withdrawal fee, and a $1.30 out-of-network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There is no fee for live customer service calls, and there is a 35-cent fee for automated customer service call. There is a $1 inactivity fee charge after 12 months with no activity. Comerica Bank charges two other types of fees. There are card replacement fees, $4 for regular delivery and $19 for expedited delivery, an international transaction fee, which excludes ATM withdrawal and balance inquiry, which is 2% of the transaction amount. Please note that disclosure, please note the customer service and card replacement fees can be lower depending on how and where this card is used. See the long form disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance information for free, for no fee. The long form disclosure for this prepaid card can be accessed by calling 1-800-499-2035 or online at www.labor.alabama.gov/benefits card. There's no overdraft or credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about prepaid accounts, visit cfpb.gov/prepaid. Find details and conditions for all fees and services in the cardholder agreement. Do you wish to continue with your selection of the AL Vintage prepaid benefits card?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
I agree to everything you said.
Okay. And may I have your mailing address?
2811 Branch Way Road, Millbrook, 36054.
Okay. Okay, so that's 2811 Branchway Road, and that's Branch, and then another word, Way Road, in Millbrook, Alabama, 36054?
Yes.
And is that your residence address as well?
Yes.
Okay. And has your address changed in the last year?
I just moved here about 9 months ago, almost.
Okay.
But, yeah, it did. I was in Delaware.
Okay. All right. And what is the best phone number to reach you?
The one, the 334-993-4600.
1 second. Why is okay, so 334-993-4600.
993-4600, correct.
Okay. All right, so 1 moment. So let me just repeat that again. The address was 2811 Branchway Road, Millbrook, Alabama, 36054.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, it's necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer a randomly generated question. Which of the following
okay.
cities has a current or former association to you? Camden, Wyoming, Bear, Selbyville, Dover, or none of the above?
Bear would be one.
Okay.
And
okay. And which of the following street addresses in New York have you ever lived at or been associated with? 17 Ravenwood Court, 2 Maplewood Circle, 605 Capitol Trail, 8 Headwater. 605, okay.
Yes.
And which of the following addresses have you been associated with? 10531 Smith Road, 2765 Oak Grove Road, 4381 Fatbrook Lane, and 5308 Avenue J, where I've never been associated with any of these addresses.
I don't recall any of them, honestly.
Okay.
I might have, but I don't recall it.
Okay, no problem.
One of them
that,
might have
I
been familiar, but it might have been years ago. I mean, but I can't tell you off the top of my head. I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's randomly generated, so I don't even see the
okay.
answers. I just go with what you
okay.
tell me. And sometimes it is.
Right.
I've never. In which of the following states does Anna Maria McLean currently live or own property? Delaware, Montana, South Carolina, South Dakota, none of the above, or I'm not
Delaware.
Familiar with this person. Delaware, okay.
Delaware.
And which of the following cities has never had a current or former association to you? So the one that has never had a current or former association,
okay.
New Hope, Sparks, Dickinson, Georgetown, or all of the above?
What was the last one you said, Alabama?
All of the above.
No. Say the second one.
So I'm just going to reread all of them.
Okay.
So which of the following cities has never had a current or former association to you?
Okay.
New Hope, Sparks, Dickinson, Georgetown, or all of the above?
Sparks.
Okay. All right. 1 second.
Man, Dickinson was when I was in college. My God, that's a long time ago. Wow.
Did you
that's
file
North Dakota, by the way.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Okay. Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employee that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No. I've worked in Delaware before, if that's what you're asking. But
You work for an employer that was not the military. You were not working for the military or federal government when you were in Delaware?
No, I was not working for the military or nothing like that, never.
Okay, so it was just a private employer?
Yeah,
okay.
It's a regular job.
And it was in the last 18 months?
I will. No, I've had a job before this one. When I moved here, if that's what you're asking, I'm sorry. I got distracted by somebody.
That's okay, but it was within the last 18 months, right? You work outside of Alabama within the last 18 months?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, so for this one, I just have to let you know that your wages that you've earned outside of Alabama will not appear in your first monetary determination that you receive.
Mm-hmm.
So you receive a first determination with just your Alabama wages. And
okay.
then we're going to, the wages for your employees outside of Alabama will be requested
okay.
by our agency.
Okay.
And then once we
all
receive
right.
the wages that you, for that other employment, they'll be added to the claim and you'll receive a second
okay.
monetary determination.
So
you receive one and then you'll receive a follow-up that's updated with, just the information
okay.
with your past employment. Have you
yeah,
worked
do you
for
need
the federal?
You need the employer or are they going to be able to find that?
They'll be able to
okay,
find
good.
It. We'll get
well,
to
it's
your...
Walmart. So they'll be able to find that easy. Okay.
It shouldn't be a problem, and if
no.
there's any issues, someone will be reaching out to you. But
okay.
we will put in your like separating employer in just a moment, so
mm.
that I will have that. So have you worked for the federal
okay.
government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you had a TRA certification?
I don't even know what that is, so no.
Okay. And what was the last day you worked?
A week ago. About a week ago. Week and a half ago, maybe. The most.
Do you remember the date that you
it
last
was,
worked?
It was Thursday at 6 p.m. when they let me go.
Was that last Thursday or
But
was that
maybe,
the Thursday
yes,
before?
it was last, it would be the Thursday before. So I'm
Okay,
coming
so
up on
that
the,
December 1st, would that be correct?
No. Yeah, I think it was actually. It was actually not
Okay.
the first. Hold on, wait. First, second, third. Gosh, it'd be between the third and something else. I thought, I remember it being like the third because I had a bill due. Third, fourth. Which today's date
I'm
is
sorry?
the, which today's date? It was been around the first or second. I'm sorry.
That's okay, but you said it was a Thursday, right?
Yes, it was. So it was a Thursday. I know that much because I didn't have Friday or Saturday.
Okay. Yeah, so last Thursday was the
Yes, ma'am.
last Thursday was the 8th, and the Thursday before was the 1st. So would that be the 1st?
I think it was the first or the eighth.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I have it written at home, but it definitely it might have been the eighth
So was
or
it last
first.
week? Was
It was
it?
the first. Yeah, it was. It's been a week, 1 week
Okay.
from today. I know that much. So, but it was that Thursday the week before. What I'm saying.
Okay, so but last week you didn't work. Is that right?
No, I did not. I've been off
Okay.
for a whole week.
Okay, so
So,
then that would be the first. Okay.
okay,
All
thank you.
right. No
My brain ain't
problem.
working too good right now.
Not a problem. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or a corporate officer for a business?
No, I do not.
Okay. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, I don't.
Okay. Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No,
Are you
I'd
available to
like
accept
to,
full-time
but
work? Are you available to accept full-time work?
yeah,
Okay. And
yes,
are you
ma'am.
available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Have you applied for, are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employee you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for, are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Okay. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
How many miles?
Yes. How many miles
50.
one way? And that's
50.
one way or two way?
Yeah, I would do that one way. I like
Okay.
it no more than an hour, you know,
Okay.
but I'm willing to travel.
Okay. And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Man, I'm telling you right now, it really don't matter. A job's a job.
I
But
understand. I just
16,
need to put
15, yeah. Yeah, I
16?
will.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Okay.
Do I ever have I? No, I have never worked for a union.
Okay, and your employer did not give you a date to return to work, right?
Yeah. What was that? Say that one more time.
Did your employer did not give you a date to return to work, right? You were terminated,
No,
you
I'm
said?
not. They,
Okay.
I'm done. They terminated me over that, like I said, which was it was wrong, but that's why I'm doing this.
I completely understand. You said you were in loss prevention, right?
Yes, I was. Security loss prevention.
Okay. Would you have fallen under security guard type or?
It would. Yeah, I can. Security guard. I can do that. Loss prevention. It's all basically the same thing. I did internal, of course, when people come in. But yes, if you want to put it under that.
Okay. And so you would be seeking work in that same occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
But a job's a job, like I said, you have to work. So.
Right. No, I understand. So, and you said your employer was Walmart, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
On Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville.
Okay. And you said before you were when you worked before, it was in Delaware, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, give me one moment. I'll be right back. Mm-hmm. I'm just filling in some information.
Okay.
Do you have the phone number for the location, the Walmart location where you worked?
Oh my gosh. No,
you...
I do not, but I can look
Great.
It up real quick.
Not a problem.
All right, hold on, let me. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, hold on. One second here.